Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. July 26, 1854. Updated report on the Barbados cholera epidemic. On this day, July 26, 1854, local newspaper The Barbadian printed a synopsis of the cholera epidemic, which continued to ravage Barbados, as well as an estimated death toll. The excerpt began by informing the public that the newspaper had contacted the acting colonial secretary to access the official returns from all the parishes. Since these official returns had not been submitted, authentic private information was relied upon to substantiate the newspaper's findings. According to the article, some 9,000 persons succumbed to the disease in the country parishes, while some 6,000 persons were known to have been buried in St. Michael alone. The death toll in St. Michael, the island's most populous parish, had been steadily declining. Burials of suspected cholera victims at Indian River or Debizas, the largest cemetery in the parish, in the preceding 4 days were 7 on the 22nd of July, 10 on the 23rd of July, 13 on the 24th of July, and 11 on the 25th of July. Reports suggested that in the parish of Christchurch, which had recorded some 1,900 burials, the epidemic had abated. However, in middle and eastern parishes, the disease was still extensively fatal. In the parish of St. Philip, the contagion was still spreading rapidly, while in the parishes of St. John, St. Joseph, and St. Andrew, the numbers of infected persons had steadily declined. St. George, which had recorded some 800 cholera fatalities, was still under threat, as the disease was still affecting several communities. The northern parishes of St. Thomas, St. James, St. Peter, and St. Lucy were experiencing mixed fortunes. Within these parishes, cholera was still prevalent, but overall, there had been an amelioration of the exponential spread of the disease. In St. Lucy, the estates on the western side from Bright Hall southward were terribly affected by the disease, whilst conditions were much better in the eastern side of the parish. On this day, July 26, 1854, a general overview of the cholera epidemic was printed in The Barbadian. A tense and traumatized Barbadian populace was informed that the dreaded disease was no longer decimating urban areas, and that the numbers of persons infected and dying were declining.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.